will bring profit in all areas of your life. For this reason, I'm going to refer to it as the silence from here. If you are an innovator and/or entrepreneur, then you really need the silence. The amount of information we are expected to absorb these days can be utilized very well by letting our brains do the work. If you are feeling harried, rushed, like you cannot stop, then this audio is for you. You need the silence. Every human being does. Yet our society does not yet recognize the level of importance the silence has for you. You have already found out that the more you force your mind and the more pressure you put on it, the more it tends to gum up. So try something new. Stick with it. To your highest and best, Joshua Cartwright. Chapter 1. What is the purpose of this audiobook? This silence, this moment, every moment, if it's genuinely inside you, brings what you need. Mevlana Rumi. Primarily, the purpose of this audio is to enable you to access and use the silence to generate incredible ideas for bridging the obstacles to achieving your dreams. These insights will show you how to get from where you are now to your goal, and the ideas you'll get will join the dots for you, often in surprising ways. Let's be honest here. This is one of the main issues we face when we have decided what we want. How are we going to get it? If you are like me, you will have agonized over this question and often come up frustrated. Firstly, self-help books say, set your goal, then make a plan to achieve it. Duh. As if we couldn't work that out by ourselves. So what are our options at this point? 1. Write out what we think will work. 2. Research what others have done. Always a good idea. 3. Get a mentor or coach. These are great things to do, but the problem with them is that they are not tailored to you. You still need to work out what you need to do. And often, you just don't know. 1. How will I raise the money? 2. How will I get those resources? 3. I have so little time, what is going to work for me and my lifestyle? 4. I feel stuck, but I don't know how to change and can't afford a coach. And so on. Plus, as Ron G. Holland says, you need hundreds and hundreds of ideas across the lifetime of any big project or business. If you have to generate them all through conventional methods, it can be very exhausting. Why not, as Ron says, let your brain do the work? So, in this audio, I'm going to teach you 2 main things which I've learned myself. 1. How to program your unconscious mind and the quantum field above it, the silence, with your goals and link steps. I will explain this concept. 2. How to access the silence in order to get the missing links in your chain of actions to success. I've called the process for using the millionaire silence the reps process, and I will be teaching you R, how to relax and switch off the reticular activating system, EP, set your goals and program your mind with emotionalized programming, S, tools for entering the silence, and second S, switch the reticular activating system, RAS, back on. To be clear, there are other ways of generating new ideas per se, such as lateral thinking techniques. And whilst I can personally say with confidence, these are great, there is no guarantee the ideas will be right for you at that time. The ideas produced by these methods are more akin to the results of brainstorming, in that you may produce many stones, but you then have to pick amongst them for the gems. You have used the silence accidentally to generate solutions. You've thought on or even agonized over a program with emotional force, then let it go, giving it up in annoyance or on purpose. Then later, whilst bathing, walking, washing up, or even making love, the solution has popped into your head. Albert Einstein said his ideas came to him whilst playing the violin. Sometimes the answer turns up in dreams. Elias Howe dreamt that he was captured by cannibals with spears that had holes in the tips. This was the breakthrough he needed to invent the sewing machine. It also made him the second richest man in the USA. Friedrich August Kekulé had several dreams of atoms dancing and